VOA News, via remote, I'm Laurel Berman. Tonight, U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee for the final debate before the November 3rd presidential election. The two are challenging one another. NBC News has sent a moderator for the 90-minute event, which will air at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States. The candidates are expected to address the coronavirus pandemic, race relations, climate change, and leadership overall. New to this debate, the mute button, so that one candidate's mic will be muted when the other one is speaking. The last debate descended into squabbling and overtalk, so this move came as a result. Three-time Lebanese Prime Minister Saeed Hariri was renamed to the post Thursday, his mandate to create a reform-oriented cabinet that can lift the country out of its worst economic crisis in decades. Hariri made his comeback almost a year after stepping down under pressure from an unprecedented protest movement demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's political system. The country is under huge international pressure to form a crisis cabinet of independents to address a plummeting economy made worse by the coronavirus pandemic and the devastating blast at the Beirut port on August 4th. The United States on Thursday condemned what it called excessive use of force by the Nigerian military for firing on unarmed demonstrators. Amnesty International says at least 12 people were killed by the Nigerian army and police in a brutal crackdown on protesters Tuesday that drew international condemnation. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, quote, "We welcome an immediate investigation into any use of excessive force by members of security forces." Nigeria's army has dubbed as fake news these reports.